prayer is an intimate relationship with God. So
Amen.
An intimate relationship with God is a personal relationship with God. A personal relationship with God is unique to every individual person.
Amen.
The fact of it is that praying without ceasing, the closer you get to God, it becomes natural and it becomes easy. It becomes easy to understand that my prayer life has to be more than just, you know, getting down on my knees when I get out of bed and saying a 2-minute prayer and then going about my day. It's a constant communication with God.
Amen.
Praying without ceasing is essentially that.
Intimacy.
I need to communicate with God a lot.
Amen.
A lot. My communication needs to be, you know, you can't communicate with God too much. Amen. So I did want to find some scriptures that kind of back that fact up. So if you have your Bible handy, turn to the Gospel of Luke chapter 18, and we're going to read from verses 1 to verses 8. So that's Luke chapter 18, verse 1 to verse 8. Give everybody just a second to get there, and then we're going to read it, and we're going to see how you can't communicate with God too much, and that, you know, realistically, when you think you're communicating with God too much, you need to communicate more.
Amen.
That's kind of like what I would say about it. You can't communicate with God too much. And this is Jesus, it's a parable that Jesus spoke, and it says, and he spoke a parable to them to show that men should always pray and not lose heart, saying, in a certain city there was a judge who did not fear God and did not respect man. There was a widow in that city, and she came to him saying, get me justice against my enemy. And he would not for a while, but afterwards he said to himself, even though I do not fear God or respect man, yet because this widow is troubling me, I will get her justice, or she will wear me out by her continual coming. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said, and will not God obtain justice for his chosen ones who cry out day and night to him, also bearing patiently with them? I tell you that he will bring about justice for them quickly. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? So what we have here is a two-part parable. Jesus tells the story of the woman that goes to the judge, and the judge is, you know, from this description, not really a good person, right? Doesn't fear God and doesn't respect man, but it's a person of authority or a person who has power. So this woman is coming to him to try to get justice against an enemy. Now, because she is so persistent, not because the judge is a good person, but because she is so persistent, he caves in and says, I'm going to do this. Now, her persistence paid off. Her persistence broke down the resistance of the judge. Now, the second part of it, it tells us that God will obtain justice for his chosen ones who cry out day and night to him. So what he's telling us here in this parable is that, you know, when we come with our prayers, we have to come with our prayers day and night.
Amen.
We have to be continually persistent with our prayers day and night. You know, we have to get out of the mindset to where, you know, I pray in the morning and that's it. Or I pray in the evening and that's it. You know, a lot of people's mindset is I pray right before I go to bed and I pray before my meals and that's it. But, you know, what do we do when we're praying over our meals? Typically, it's just a quick prayer. Lord, thank you for the food I'm about to eat. Use it for my body and my body for your service. And then you're more concentrated on what you're getting ready to eat than the prayer that you just said.
Amen.
So, you know, I look at this and I go a little bit deeper and a little bit further than just this woman's example of being persistent. You know, our prayers have to be directed and they have to be pointed and they have to be in the right vein. You know, when we're seeking God for an answer to something, you know, when we're seeking God for deliverance of something, when we're seeking God for a way through something, you know, our first thought needs to be, you know, of thanksgiving. You know, worship God, be thankful for what he's already done. And then, you know, our prayers just take a form of their own. Our prayers move into their own way because we are so connected to God because we are constantly and we are continually praying.